I'm Dan Collins for WUKY News. Looking to earn a little extra cash this year? Well, you could join one of the estimated 75 million Americans working in what's been coined the gig economy. Freelancers and independent contractors like Uber drivers and online content writers. But making sense of the gig economy can be difficult for workers, employers, and even lawmakers. Joining me on the business side this week to help us define the gig economy and its outlook in 2020 is editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Tom, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Dan.
Thanks for joining us. The gig economy has exploded in the last decade. Where did it come from and how did it get so big so quickly?
Well, as you mentioned, there's 75 million people estimated who are participating in this so-called gig economy. And the rise of mobile technologies, people being able to do work from anywhere and everywhere, maybe people who have worked in these industries where they have expertise and have either left that or have been laid off from different jobs. And also on the employer side, the people who are hiring these contractors, they don't pay payroll taxes and looking for someone to fulfill a temporary role in their business that they can hire and then hire out. So I think a lot of those things have contributed to the gig economy.
You kind of touched on this, but I'll ask you anyway. Many of the benefactors of this gig economy seem to be larger, more established companies. Why are these organizations with so many resources choosing to outsource so much of their work?
As we mentioned, they're not paying payroll taxes and benefits and things like that. And if they have a specific function that they're looking to fill, then maybe it makes sense to hire someone just for that role and just temporarily for that role and without bringing someone on full time. So it provides a lot of flexibility both for the employer and for the contractor.
Sure, and we've heard some negative stories about, in some cities, what it's like to be, say, an Uber driver. It's not always rainbows and sunshine for the gig economy worker. What are some of the disadvantages currently in the marketplace to being a freelancer?
Well, there's uncertainty, I would say. You don't know if the next gig will come along from the same employer. You have to pay your own taxes and insurance and things like that.
And we're not the only ones speculating how to define what the gig economy is. Kentucky, like many states, has passed legislation attempting to define gig economy workers as either contractors or employees. What's the difference?
Yeah, well, it's really hard to define what exactly is a contract worker. There's no real federal definition, but some states, as you mentioned, including Kentucky, have tried to define that. California has probably been the most aggressive. They recently passed what's known as the ABC test, and that really comes down to three factors that determine just how much control a business has over that employee or contractor, we should say, and how they classify them. So if the worker is free from control in where and when they do the work, if that person does a job that's kind of outside the course of that business's core business, their core functions, and if the worker also has a real independent business doing what they're doing, if they have other clients in a similar vein.
Right, because if you're a driver for, say, Uber or Lyft, and you're spending 40-plus hours a week just operating on that platform, are you really a contractor or are you an employee in disguise?
That's right, and that's what the brass tacks, what it really comes down to, and in defining this, and really the IRS is who makes that decision in the end.
So what's the outlook for Kentuckians in 2020 looking to succeed in the gig economy?
As we mentioned, it's on the rise. It's hard to quantify exactly how many people in Lexington and in Kentucky are members of the gig economy, but the trend is there, and it's going to continue. And it has advantages and disadvantages, as we talked about, for both these businesses and for the people who are contracting and participating. So I think the outlook is more of the same. I think diversifying and the flexibility and the more opportunities that present themselves for someone who's not employed as a full-time salary worker are there for the taking.
So you, like many people in the publishing industry, do a lot of freelance work. Do you have any advice for anybody looking to jump into this gig economy?
That's right. We hire a lot of freelance writers and independent photographers and things like that. And it comes down to a hustle. So you promote yourself and you promote your work and you do the best work that you can. and always on the lookout for new opportunities to get yourself out there and to ask for, you know, recommendations. Word of mouth, of course, is one of the best marketing tools out there. So I think just doing good work, doing the work that you know you can, do it efficiently, and don't be afraid to make the ask.
Well, that's all the time we have today on the business side. My guest has been editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms, and you can hear the extended version of our conversation online at wuky.org. Tom, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate it.